So, good evening, everybody. And first, I would like to thank Marcia for giving me an opportunity to share some Dhamma knowledge with you. And first, I would like to let you know that my English is not so good, so I hope you will understand me. Buddha said that sakala midang dukkhang kilesa mulakam. It means that all the sufferings that the beings experiencing in their life are because of defilements, kilesa. So we are facing numerous sufferings in our life, every minute, every second. So those all sufferings, we are facing every day in our life, it is because of the defilements that we all are full of kilesas, defilements. Kilesa, it has a power to torture and oppress the beings who are not free from it. So, we are having many sufferings from the day we born. We are having the suffering of aging, the sickness, and the death, and the suffering of association with the people or and the objects we dislike, and also the suffering of separation from the people and objects we like. And we suffered when we don't get what we want. So all those sufferings we are having because of the defilements. And there are three types of defilements that Buddha has mentioned. The first type is the vitikkhama kilesa in Pali. It's a transgressive defilement. The second one is the paryutana kilesa, obsessive defilement. And the third one is anusaya kilesa, it's the dormant defilement. And this transgressive defilement, it arises when people do unwholesome deeds, physically and verbally, like killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, lying, slandering, and harsh speech, and frivolous talk. So, to remove this obsessive type, or to remove this obsessive type of defilements, we have to practice sila. We have to observe the precepts. Sila, the morality, it means to control our verbal and physical actions, to restrain our physical and verbal actions so that we don't make any mistakes. So if we can control our physical and verbal actions, then our physical and verbal actions will become clean and pure. So to make our physical and verbal actions clean and pure, we, all the beings in this world, should observe at least the five precepts. So I hope you all know what the five precepts are. So if we can keep those five precepts, and then our physical and verbal behaviors, it will become pure and clean. Killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, lying, and taking intoxicants. Buddha said those behaviors are the danger and enemy for us. So if we want to be free from any kind of dangers and enemies, then we have to refrain from killing, stealing, having sexual misconduct, lying, and taking intoxicants. So how can we refrain? How would people refrain from those misbehaviors? For that, we should have a sympathy towards the beings. We should have a loving kindness and compassion towards the beings. So if we have loving kindness and compassion towards beings, then we can easily refrain from those killing, stealing, having sexual misconduct, lying, and also taking intoxicants. Because nobody in the world would like to be killed or harmed by others. So before we kill other beings, we should think about that. If we have to put ourselves in others' shoes, if I am going to be killed or harmed by others, how will I feel? Whether I like it, whether will I like it or not? If I don't like it, I don't want to be harmed or killed by others, then other people, other beings will also have the same feeling. They don't want to be killed or harmed by other beings. So having that kind of feeling, we can avoid those bad behavior of killing and also stealing, sexual misconduct, lying, and taking intoxicants. We can avoid in that way. So if we can avoid those misbehaviors, then we are protecting other beings so that other beings be happy and peaceful. And we also become very happy. We also become very protected because we are not doing the akusala, the unwholesome deeds. We are refraining, we are avoiding the unwholesome actions, unwholesome deeds. Then we don't need to encounter its bad results because we are already avoiding those unwholesome actions. Because Buddha said that if we do good wholesome deeds, then we will have a good result. If we do the unwholesome deeds, then we will have to face bad results. So when we avoid those unwholesome deeds, then we don't need to encounter, we don't need to face those bad results. So we also are very protected, and we will have peace and happiness in our life. So everybody in this world, every individual in this world, if they keep those precepts, if they are refraining from those killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, lying, taking intoxicants, then everybody, every individual in this world will be very happy and very peaceful, so that we will have a world peace. So sila is very important, the morality is very important, and at least the five precepts everybody in this world should keep, should observe. So these five precepts is not only for the people who are following the Buddha's teaching, but also for the everybody in this world, so that we will have a world peace. And the sila is very important in the practice, for the practice of concentration and wisdom. Sila, morality, is the foundation for the practice of concentration and wisdom. Concentration practice is necessary to remove the obsessive defilements which arise in our mind. Wisdom practice is very necessary to remove or to eradicate the latent form of defilements temporarily and permanently. So to practice this concentration and wisdom, the samadhi and panya trainings, sila is a foundation for that. So without sila, we cannot develop concentration. If there is no concentration, then there will be no wisdom arise. So sila is a foundation of the house. If we want to build house, we should have a foundation. Without foundation, we couldn't build house. And also sila is compared to our mouth. Every beings, to live their life, they need to eat. If they don't have mouth, they will not be able to eat. So they will not get the necessary nutrients to live their life. And if there is some problem in their mouth also, they will not be able to eat properly, in the easy way, in comfortable way. Same in the practice. Sila is like a mouth. To have a nutriment of concentration and wisdom, if sila is broken, then there will not be, then we will not be able to have a nutriment of concentration and wisdom. And also sila is compared to the very strong tree. The tree, in the tree, if the branches are good, branches are not broken, if the tree get enough water and fertilizers as a nutriment, then that tree will bear a fruit and flowers. Same way, if the sila, the morality, is very good, morality is not broken, then we will have fruits of concentration and wisdom. That's why the sila is very important in the practice to develop concentration and wisdom. So everybody should keep the morality, concentration, at least 5 precepts. But in the intensive retreat, it is good to observe 8 precepts. If we could observe 8 precepts, we will have more time for the practice. And we can focus more on the practice if we can keep the 8 precepts. So we would like to encourage all of you to keep 8 precepts if your health permits, otherwise minimum 5 precepts you have to keep unbroken, so that you can develop samadhi, concentration, and panya wisdom very easily. And that's what I want to tell you today. And I think I'm supposed to talk about the instruction also. And today is the opening day. Tomorrow morning you are going to have a detailed instructions from Sayato. So today I would like to talk only the very brief instruction. Buddha has given a very brief instructions, just 3 words in Pali, just 3 words in Pali language is a Bhutang Bhutato Pasati. Means observe the phenomena arising at that moment as it is. Observe the phenomena arising or occurring at that moment as it is. This is the very simple and very short instruction Buddha has given to us to do the mindfulness meditation. So the phenomena, Buddha asks us to observe the phenomena in the present moment. So what is that phenomena? As we are going to practice Vipassana meditation as instructed by the Venerable Mahasi Sayato, so here the phenomena for us, the primary object, that is the rising and falling of our abdomen. So whenever we breathe in, our abdomen rises. Whenever we breathe out, it falls down. So first, we put our attention in the abdomen and we try to put effort so that our noting mind will reach to the abdomen and we can see those rising and falling movements. So whenever the abdomen rises, we note it as a rising, making a mental labeling as rising. So whenever abdomen rises, you note it as rising, and whenever you see your abdomen falling down, you note it as falling, continuously rising, falling, rising, falling. And try to observe it very closely so that you can follow the whole process of rising and falling from the very beginning to the end. And even though we are trying to focus this primary object of rising and falling of abdomen with the full focus, But our mind will not stay there all the time. Mind has a nature of wandering, thinking. So even though we're trying to note this rising, falling continuously without missing it, mind will sometimes wander here and there. Mind will start to think this and that. So whenever you realize that your mind is wandering, try to note it as wandering, wandering, wandering. Try to note that wandering mind as wandering, wandering, wandering. And if you are thinking something, you note immediately as thinking, thinking, thinking. And after that, you go back to the rising and falling. Noting rising, falling. Again, the mind will wander. Note it wandering, wandering. Again, there's some thoughts coming in. Then note it as thinking, thinking. If you are imagining or if you are planning something, note it planning, planning, or imagining, imagining. And after that, you go back to rising and falling. So rising, falling is a main object. And those wandering mind, thinking mind, planning, imagining, those are the secondary objects. If there is no secondary objects, we always try to stay with the primary objects. If the secondary objects becomes obvious, then we note those secondary objects. So at the beginning of sitting, you will have these two objects, the primary object of rising and falling, and the secondary object, wandering mind, thinking, planning, imagining. But after sitting for maybe 10 to 15 minutes, you might start to feel some pain here and there. Your knee may be aching. You have some pain on the legs, maybe on the back. So whenever you have those painful sensations, then you try to focus that area where you feel pain. Focus there and note it as a pain, pain, pain. Try to watch it closely, noting continuously pain, pain, pain. You will come to see what happened to that pain and what kind of pain is that. The pain, when you note the pain as a pain, you might feel that the pain is increasing, or sometimes you might feel that the pain is decreasing and pass away. So if the pain disappears, then you go back to the primary object of rising and falling of the abdomen. But sometimes the pain stays for a long time. It increases, it lasts for a long time. You try to keep on noting that pain as much as you can. Sometimes there might be a time that it's extremely painful and you cannot tolerate anymore. You really need to change your posture. So if you are in that state, then first you note the intention to change, that you want to change your posture. So try to note that wanting mind. So wanting to change. When you note that wanting mind or intention, sometimes this intention disappears so that you don't need to change the posture. You can go back to that pain again and note it as pain, pain, pain. But sometimes you really need to change. And when you start to change your postures, when you start to move your legs or your body, you try to do it slowly. Try to do it slowly, following it very closely, noting it as moving, moving, or stretching, stretching, or bending, bending. Whatever you are doing, just try to note in that way. And after changing the posture, you might feel that there is no more pain. So after that, you go back to rising, falling, rising, falling. So those are the three main objects that you will face, you will experience in the sitting meditation. the primary object of rising, falling of the abdomen, the wandering mind, thinking mind, imagining, and planning, etc. And also those pains. Sometimes you might have some itchiness. You try to note that itchiness. Itchy, itchy. Don't try to scratch it right away. Just try to note it as itchy, 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 and go back to rising and falling. So in 1 hour sitting, mostly you will have these three types of objects. So try to note those objects. Those are the phenomena that are arising at that moment. So note as it is. And after doing 1 hour sitting meditation, you have to do the walking meditation. And when you start to stand up from the sitting position, you try to stand up slowly as much as you can, and noting standing. And when your body is upright, now you start to walk. The first phase of right, left, when you are stepping the right leg, you note it right. When you are stepping left leg, you note it left. So right, left, right, left. So I think until tomorrow you can do the walking meditation, just the first step of right and left, because tomorrow morning you are going to have a detailed instruction from Sayadaw. So this is the very short instruction to continue your practice until tomorrow. That's all. And we are supposed to observe the 8 precepts. Should I stop this?
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.